You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There is a happening on Friday. BP with DP. And it is the first of four. And I think we've done a pretty good job of setting up this week's BP list. But if you're interested in the next one, you have to let me know in advance. And we will set up so that we can do listeners. The next one will be July 18th. And it'll be that Friday before the game. Of course, the folks who take BP will also get tickets to that night's game. As many as you want to go. We'll be in a suite, so you get to do that. We'll broadcast the afternoon. So Old School on the Block will be live from Haymarket Park. Got a pretty good group of folks committed to this one. But July 18th is when we will do that again. And they've got a special day. There's a blood drive for the Salt Dogs this Friday. So if you're coming to the game, I believe the blood drive starts at noon and goes until 5 o'clock. But it starts at noon. So if you are in that space and you're of health and good and you want to contribute, pretty big night, pretty big day down there. The Salt Dogs are on a roll. They're on a roll. They've improved their record. I believe they're 20-22. And that is some work because it wasn't, they didn't have the best start. But they are on a roll. Knocked off the Monarchs last night, and they'll go at it again tonight. We actually have tickets for tonight's game. Friday, let me make sure I got the promo right, because so tonight is Wiener Wednesday. $2 Fairbury brand hot dogs and baseball bingos, sponsored by Fairbury. Bark in the park. Bring your pups. Hot dogs and real dogs at Salt Dogs. Tomorrow, as we do here on the ticket, Thirsty Thursdays, $2 off all draft beers and Pepsi fountain sodas. $4 select tall boy beer, sponsored by Cornhead Lager by 1890. They have the Cornhusker State Dame Games Torch Run as a part of the event. And then Friday, not only BP with DP and the blood drive, but Friday, fireworks. Fireworks Friday. Sponsored by Pepsi Cola of Lincoln. It's free shirt Friday, thrown out in between innings. It's also health and wellness night to donate to the Nebraska Community Blood Bank. The drive begins at 12 noon and goes. If you give blood between 12 and 5, you will receive 4 game tickets. 4 game tickets. Pretty cool. Good cause. Then you want to get into your weekend. Saturday, it's the Salt Dogs baseball giveaway. Plus, they have $4 select tall boys. And then Sunday is family fun day at Haymarket Park. Upper reserve game tickets, hot dog, bag of chips, Pepsi. Well done. That's a pretty good package for only $17. Game ticket, hot dog, chips, soda, $17 upper. You can upgrade to lower reserve for $3 more. So $20. Lower reserve, hot dog, bag of chips, soda. Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. Well done. And then they have, it's also Signature Sunday with a pregame player autograph session. So get the young ones there. Get your young baseball players out there if you want to meet today's Salt Dogs as well. So bravo to that. along the way. Looking forward to it. We're also setting up. Yeah, Matt. I will put your name down and I will hand it over to Jake. It is a wonderful humbling to go down and take BP. First of all, you're taking it with the Salt Dogs. And so they, you know, make sure you get your swings in before they do so that you're not comparing. Mine doesn't sound like his. Didn't go as far as that. Well, wow. Boo. And then prepare yourself, because if you're taking swings and if you do not take batting practice on a daily basis, I'm saying this, I don't care who you are and how much ball you played in your life. If you don't take batting practice every day for like 2 weeks before you come down and take batting practice, here's what I'll guarantee you. First of all, you're going to have blisters on your hand. Because if you haven't taken 50 to 100 swings normally with a wooden bat.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Saturday morning. Hello, blister. Or blisters, plural. And then, when you get up Saturday morning, those hamstrings are going to be talking to you. Hey, bruh, you haven't been violent and explosive. No, you haven't used those muscles that way. And then Saturday morning, you're going to take a deep breath and your ribs are going to remind you that you haven't been doing proper core work before you take all those swings. But I offer it to you all. Feel free. Feel free to ante up if you want to be a part of the July 18th BP with DP, and then there'll be an August 15th BP with DP as well. And of course, the ticket folks will be down there broadcasting as well. So, and then we're fired up as we head into July. That means Big Ten football media days are coming. And I've had 3 people ask how they could sponsor, how could they could be connected in sponsoring our coverage. Please reach out to Jake Sorensen. You can text me or Jake Sorensen or Nick Sainer. If you want to be a part of, if you want your business to be a part of the coverage for Big Ten Media Days, yeah, get yourself on board. I think we're capping it at 10 because for the volume of advertising and spots and sponsors and the things that we record for people who are sponsoring this, that's kind of the window on how we're going to do this. So, yeah, July is going to be cool. And then we're going to have the Hall of Fame game. Hall of Fame game in July. We're going to have football. We're going to have live football. I'm not ready. Can I say that I'm not? I heard you and Steve talking about looking forward to the football season. I'm not ready for it yet. Mainly because there are too many moving parts. It's like the Matrix. Things are still moving too much for me to slow it down and identify what it is. You know, it's like the guy, you know, you're trying to capture all the numbers. There's 100 numbers and you're trying to capture them and get them in order. And no, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. And in truth, here's the other thing. I'm not ready for the NBA draft. I'm not ready. Like, I know that Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick. You know all the bad suspects who are going to draft in the top 10. You also know that they're probably going to get it wrong. Right? Like, we're going to give a lot of attention to a lot of guys we don't know, or we kind of know, we're vaguely familiar with the supposed top 10 picks. But Bach, outside of Cooper Flagg, who intrigues you the most?
I would say Ace Bailey, just because of kind of the stories that go around him. The fact that he was listed by Rutgers at 6'10", measured in about 6'6", that's a big difference. But still, you know, and so that hurt his draft stock, but I he still looked pretty darn good when he's out there with Rutgers.
Well, but how do you miss that? How do you tell a lie for 6 months and nobody corrected? Nobody said,
you're not 6'6". You're not 6'10". You're not 6'11".
Like, it happened. It happens. And then they come in and then they do the barefoot measurement, right? That you have to be. Think about how weird this is, that we have to have a barefoot measurement. We actually have to say publicly how tall somebody actually is, because people won't tell the truth. They won't tell the truth about how tall they are, what their wingspan is, none of that. Oh, by the way, this guy who has been in the program from a major university and a legitimate Power 4 program, the Power 4 program lied to you for however long he was there. The high school's lied. AAU lied. And nobody corrected it. Literally nobody said anything. It is just fascinating and mind-blowing to me. That, Bach, do you remember? Yeah, that's a real question, Mr. Worldwide. It was, why wasn't Rutgers better with two of the five best players in the country, and they couldn't win the Big Ten? It's crazy. But Bach, here's the challenge. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So since today is draft day, if I challenged you to tell me who the lottery picks are and the draft order for every Nebraska Husker player in history, basketball, if you're going to draft them, who's number one?
Hmm.
Who's number one? And text line, you can join in and tell me that if they were doing a Huskers draft, basketball draft, who would be number one? And I'm saying this because when we come back and close, I'm going to ask you another question. If you were going to have an NFL Husker football draft, who's number one? Who's your number one? Who's number one? So Bach, and there are a ton of names, right? There are a ton of names, and you can pick them from a variety of reasons. Any of your reasons. Again, we firmly know that people who draft have their own agenda.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.